Hello, it's Freddie Sandilands here, your podcast host and close personal friend. If you're enjoying the Great Job podcast, then why not come and watch us perform live? We're going to be at the Canal Cafe Theatre on Wednesday, the 1st of May at 7:30 p.m. We're going to be joined by Mike Orton-Tolliver, founding member of the Free Association and improv legend, as well as Sophia Broido, Nick Everett and Hayley McGee. And we're going to be splitting the bill with Raji Chalir and a number of other fantastic stand-up comedians. Use the code word GREATJOB12 to get two tickets for £12. Go to the Great Job Instagram page, Great Job Improv, and our ticket link is in the bio. See you there. Thanks for tuning in to Great Job, the improvised comedy podcast about the world of work. Each episode, we talk to an improviser about a job they've held, and then we improvise scenes based off what they've said. The jobs are real, but everything else is totally improvised and made up on the spot. Sound effects are added afterwards. One of the sound effects you're going to hear is a whooshing noise, which sounds like this. When you hear that, it means that the scene might have jumped to a different location or the characters might have changed. And that is what the whoosh means. Enjoy the episode. I'm here with three brilliant improvisers. Luke Brown.
Samina Kasiji.
And Jonathan Brooke. Samina, you're going to tell us about a job you've had.
Yeah, I am. I think it's the only, I want to call it a job. I think I'll count it as a job. I put it on my CV and treat it like it is a job. I used to steward when at the Warwick Arts Centre while I was at university. He had a uniform. It was a black polo shirt that said Warwick Arts Centre, and you got a little name badge which you had to collect at the beginning of your shift. I did about four. It might have been six actually, but six performances of the Stickman. Mm-hmm. At Christmas, and that was hourly paid because nobody wanted to do it.
What's the Stickman?
Stickman on stage.
And
I'm going to guess the guy playing Stickman was an actor called Mark Kane.
It might have been, actually. There were three of them. It was a three-person production.
I think so.
Wow. Yeah. It was great. I really enjoyed it the first couple times I did it because it was always a school trip. It was a school trip show. So all the kids would come in from the local primary schools. It also meant you had the extra responsibility of making sure we had enough booster seats for everyone.
Big deal.
Big deal, because there would be some kids who'd get who were too small for the standard theatre seats, and they'd get, I don't know how to explain, but they would get folded up within the seats, and sometimes...
The kids?
Yeah, the kids would actually get folded up, and then the teachers would be like, where's the kid?
Oh my God.
They genuinely sort of been folded in within the seats.
Oh my God.
So you have to make sure you can get all the booster seats down in enough time. Any kids who obviously don't need one because they're tall enough, you have to try and negotiate, be like, maybe not. Make sure you're filling up the seats correctly. The thing is, you have to sit in the theatre and watch the whole show for the whole thing. And Stickman is great, it's very good, but about once you've seen it about five times, you'll start to question things about the play, which you start to look for plot holes, and you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
And it's a Christmas show.
Yeah, it's a Christmas show. It's a bit like the Gruffalo and things like that. Kids love it.
Stickman a scary?
He's about a stick who wants to get home to his.
Yes,
family. I think
he has a bit of a misadventure. He goes for a. I think he actually goes for a run or something, and then some accidents happen.
Mm-hmm.
He gets carried away.
So hold on, this magic stick. Yes,
I don't believe it.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It took you a few performances to work out some some issues with it.
There were many issues with it. I was completely on board of everything until it got to the last one when I couldn't. I was like, I don't know how long he's been missing. The sense of time doesn't exist in this play, but it's very fun. They have some songs, and there's an audience interaction bit where they throw a beach ball into the audience, and the kids have got to bat it back. I really enjoyed it. I, to be honest, just felt it was really cool because you had a wearable tray thing. And you can load the items, but also, if they had melted a bit too much, you couldn't put them back in the freezer. So you got to eat the ice creams afterwards.
Oh, right.
A couple of times that did happen. And a friend of mine who was also a head steward told me once that when the freezer had broken, and he was like, the freezer's broken downstairs. They're going to throw all those ice creams and ice lollies away. Do you want some ice cream? And
I was they've got to go.
What do you mean you want my badge? I've been a badge-holding steward for the last 5 years. I may not play it by the book, but I get the job done.
Fred, you need to give it back.
Fine. You want my badge? Take my freaking badge. You want my ice cream wooden spoon? Take it. You want my card that's on like an elastic thing? Take that as well. But just know that you've let the best steward that Warwick Art Centre has ever had walk out of this door.
Fred, you were the best we had, but we had no choice. We had to let you go.
Just because I don't play it by the book. My God, I'm telling you. Okay, I needed to seat that couple in the third row. I don't care if the show had started. They were getting sat down, and by God, I did it.
Freddie, you disturbed that entire symphony orchestra.
And I would do it again.
Freddie, I just wanted to say, first of all, that we at the National Theatre are just delighted that you've been stewarding us for the past 2 years.
It's nice to be finally appreciated.
There's just one thing. Last night we had a Mr. and Mrs. Jenningson at the National. They recognised you.
Yes.
And said that one day at Warwick Arts Centre you broke a latecomer's policy to seat them in the third row.
You're damn right I did.
Why didn't you say this earlier?
Because I knew what it would repercussion-wise would do.
You can't be here at the National Theatre if that's the kind of shit you pull.
Don't be one of those suits.
I'm not one of the suits, but my hands are tied.
Look at me.
I am.
Look into my eyes.
I still am.
You know that I'm one of the good guys. You know it. You know it deep
down. If it were just down to me, I'd keep you here. I'd have you here. I'd bloody clone you.
I'd like to introduce myself.
Okay.
My name is Bill, and I work as a Pikachu. I've heard about you, Freddy.
Wait, where do you work?
In Times Square, New York City.
Right.
All right? We need you.
Finally,
my hour. We need you to steward the rope.
I can do that, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, boy, this is where I rebuild my career. This is the city where dreams come true.
Okay. You make sure people don't touch the Pikachu, you get paid.
When it comes to rules, I kind of make my own rules.
Oh my God, it's a real Pikachu. Okay. Sorry, so can I?
No,
I just want to put a picture. Oh, look. Can I? Look, I promise it'll be so quick. My son is going to be so excited.
When you're at home. Yeah. On this one occasion, yeah. I'm going to give you a bit of leeway.
Okay, thank you so much.
You can step right on in there and you get your hands on that before I change my mind. Okay.
Hey Pikachu. Hey, do you mind just like can we just like hug and then I'm gonna send this picture to my son? No.
They touched me.
Yeah.
They violated the art form.
Well, okay. They were huge fans. She had a small child and I thought it would really make their evening. I'm sorry.
I want your badge and I'm also gonna take your knees.
What? My knees?
Your knees.
What is that?
Yeah. We can reuse the badge, and the knees are to teach you a lesson. Tony, get the mallet.
I've spotted you a bit around the Arts Centre. Sorry, I really like your style.
Well, a lot of people do. Not everyone's got these flowing locks of golden hair and the...
You do look good.
Thank
but
you.
It's not that.
Oh.
It's the wearable tray.
Oh.
I love a man with a wearable tray.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously I wear one when I'm at work, but after work I actually am part of the rowing team at Warwick University. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fine.
You're probably...
Hey, it was nice talking to you.
Sorry, look at the extendable tray that I've got. Look what happens when I...
I can't take my eyes off it.
Yeah, and that's where I keep the spoons, wooden spoons in there.
Keep wooden spoons in there?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Also, and then look, if you push down on the tray, you'll see there's a bit of give, elastic.
There is give.
Yeah. Pretty cool, yeah.
Where can I get a wearable tray?
Now hear this, Willie. This is me. You know why I
darling,
no address
mm-hmm. why do you keep looking at the ice cream salespeople trying to watch the show?
Yeah, I think you know.
I don't know, and I'm trying to concentrate on the theatre. Stop looking at that ice cream salesperson.
She's got a tray on. She's wearing a tray.
Hi guys, thanks so much for coming to opening night. I just wanted to know what you thought. It's a big deal for me, you know. It's my first professional production. So what did you think?
We thought it was a tremendous production. Who did your set design?
Who did the trays?
Do not embarrass me.
Auntie Tanya, thanks so much for coming. Are you
Get
okay?
To the trays.
The trays belong to the theatre.
Shit, we shouldn't have come back here.
So did she not enjoy it?
She's very enamoured with the trays.
No, not now.
You did enjoy them.
No,
but I was.
Because you don't know anything about the trays.
I only had four lines, but I thought I did a good job.
I thought you did a tremendous job.
You embarrassed the family.
You did not embarrass anyone.
Explain the trays then.
They just hang on by a strap around the neck.
It's
and
clothes. It's clothes, but it's a tray.
It's not a costume thing.
I know.
They just work here. They just start, there's ice creams everywhere. We've been on tour. Like, they all have ice cream.
And they all wear the trays like that?
We've had 17 of these wearable trays go missing. Now we've got 8.
Left to wear ourselves.
Yes.
Okay.
Something.
That is going to be less than when we have our tray dance.
Darling, that was quite the school play. Well done, you must be very proud. Although you can only imagine my consternation when these so-called beans turned out to be magic.
Dad, it's just a play, you know, it's like the fun story. And do you see how I did the... I practiced so hard in PE so I could climb that rope. It's like a beanstalk, yeah.
Giants, beanstalks... Magic beans, you really are testing the audience's patience with this so-called attempt at theatre. I mean, what are we supposed to believe? These are magic beans?
They are magic beans. Here, look, did you see the bit in the big play? I sold the cow, planted the beans, and the beans turned into a beanstalk.
Did you?
And I saved everyone. It was great.
Great?
Yeah.
You must not have heard me yawning. Which I was doing at a volume that I hoped you would hear.
Yes, Mr. Sanderson, I got your email, and I just don't think it's in her interest to remove her from the school.
Imagine my consternation when on the 17th of February I attended one of the worst performances I've ever seen in my adult life.
I beg your pardon?
I'm talking about the Jack and the Beanstalk fiasco.
How dare you? It was one of our most successful student productions, and everyone, apart from you, was very happy with it.
It was a one-star yawn fest that pushed the very boundaries of what's supposed to be believable into the realms of utter idiocy. That's what I wrote on my blog.
Right, well, I didn't read your blog.
Dad, I've auditioned for the new play at school.
Ah, finally!
But I really don't want you to come.
You don't want your own father. What is the play, may I inquire?
Dad, we're doing Grease.
I'm not familiar. All the more reason to go and watch.
No, Dad, please. Listen, I haven't got a lead, but, you know, it's just fun. It's just some fun. I've finally got some new friends at the school. They haven't read your blog yet. Just don't, please don't come.
You know what? I am just an old fuddy-duddy sometimes.
Yeah,
and I think I need to take a bit of starch out of my own collar. I'm going to come. I'm going to come and watch Grease, and you're going to see.
And you're not going to be weird about it?
Oh, darling. Trust me, I'm a new man. I'm ready to open my mind and see everything that Grease has to offer me.
Hey, Sandy. I just want to say, I think you're really great.
Hey, Daddy. So are you. I had a great time on the beach this summer. Oh, wait.
Yeah, me too.
This summer? What are we supposed to believe? These are magic seasons?
Daddy, don't cry. Daddy was supposed to be a cool guy in a...
I don't want to do it anymore.
Cool leather. Daddy, stop crying.
Oh, well.
Tell me more.
Tell me more.
Well, Mr. Sanderson, if you felt it pushed the bounds of credulity, that's because they were both 9 years old doing Grease. And if you think that, why don't you direct the next school play?
Okay, show me actors, show me actors, show me actors. Jessica.
Yes.
Put these robes on. Yes.
Dad, I don't want to do Hamlet.
You are going to be Hamlet.
Oh, God, he's your dad.
It's not a nepotism thing, okay?
No, I'm just embarrassed.
Embarrassed by your dad? If I was embarrassing, would I be able to do a cool dance? Hip, hit, hit, hey, oh. Hit, hit.
Oh, at least in Hamlet, Hamlet's dad is dead.
This episode's performers were Samina Kasuji, Jonathan Brook, Luke Brown, and myself, Freddie Sandylands. With thanks to Sessions, bringing the most exciting talent in food to your neighbourhood.